Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. You can call the numbers 515-602-9657. There's a lot going on. And before we go into things, just want to let you know what's going on in Israel right now is very bad. It's horrible. And guess what? It could happen here, because of our open borders. And we have a lot of people coming in that we don't know about. And a lot of these people that are coming in are males, 18 to 35, that actually could be fighting age, and we don't know if they're terrorists or not or anything else because of the open borders. So we're going to start the night off with something that we do every so often. Trump did that the other day. And we're going to start off with the snake poem before I introduce you to our co-host and everything else. On her way to work one morning, down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with dew. "Oh, well," she cried, "I'll take you in. I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman," sighed the snake. She wrapped him up all cozy in a curvature of silk and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from work that night. As soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. "Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman," sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in, By now, you might have died. Now she struck his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the snake. I saved you, cried that woman, and you bit me, even why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman, sighed the snake. Now, there's a big meaning on that because what's coming in, we don't know what's coming in, and we could be actually taking in the snake who's going to actually give us a vicious bite. And that's a problem that we have, and that's because of the guy in the White House, Crooked Joe Biden, as well as Kamala Harris. And
you know
what?
You know what? We could have another 9/11 on our hands.
Right, exactly. And
it's like 93, the 9/11, and it's scary.
You know, and that's a big thing. So what's happening in Israel and Hamas and what's going on at the Gaza as well as the Strip as well as the West Bank as well as where Hezbollah is in the northern part of Israel,
the uproar
in Lebanon.
In this country of individuals and groups that support the Hamas. In Congress, in New York, here in Florida, and around the country, we have traitors here. We have criminals and bad people supporting death to Jews, to death to Israel, and death to our country.
You know,
and anyone who supports that needs to be held accountable. You don't support that. That is evil. Okay? And little babies are having their head chopped off because they're Jewish or because they're American. These people need to be damned. They need to be damned. We need to fight back. We need to drive them into the sea and make them.
Yeah, exactly what's going on.
Iran needs to return to being Persia. Because there are Persians in that country, good people, families that have respect and honor, not this Quran crap that preach. It's not even a religion. It's a sect. Okay, it's a cult.
Mm-hmm.
And they preach murder. And anyone who supports that, it's not a good person. Not a good person. Okay? And by the way, this is Scarlett, and I am part of the truth. And I will express the truth. And anybody has a problem with that, come on, call in. Debate me. 515-602-9657. I'm here. I'll have a conversation with you. I'm respectful. As opposed to some people who just have dirty, filthy mouths.
Now, a couple of things since we were on Sunday to now. First of all, there's about 1,300 Israelis that were killed so far that we know of, with thousands more wounded or missing, and hundreds missing, and including the 23 Americans involved with this. That have been killed. It's probably according to my IDF friends, people that we know in IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, it's probably closer to 100. U.S. Special Forces are now on the ground going door to door to try and save some of the hostages. We don't know exact location stuff, but we're not going to tell you if we did. We also have a lot of reporters out there.
We moved to Jerusalem, right? What Trump built in Jerusalem?
The embassy, U.S. embassy.
That's where the Americans are, right?
Yeah.
Have they rushed the embassy yet, or are they safe?
No. They're nowhere near it. The Hamas is nowhere near that. That can't even. They've been trying to shoot rockets into Tel Aviv from the Gaza. They tried to hit the airport. I don't know if they hit.
Knocked out a power plant in Gaza.
We knocked out. We're going down through buildings and stuff like that. Hamas is going to be leveled.
We're sending in drones, right?
No, we're sending them everybody. This is. We're not going to say we got to go through the door in this, and we're not sending in drones. Drones is part of it. Helicopters is part of it. Planes is part of it. Ships are, in fact, the U.S. aircraft carrier Gerald R. Porter is off the coast, and we got that set up. Hamas.
Okay.
And the Gaza Strip, as you know, Gaza will not be in existence when this is done. There will be no more Hamas. The head general said that the mission is to eliminate Hamas.
And Iran, how about the Hezbollahs? How about the other parts of the Middle East? The Saudis?
Hezbollah tried to pick different holes and stuff and try different little different things to test things out, but they got killed off and then they haven't come in yet. But there's always a possibility of them coming through. They actually have more weapons than Hamas.
The Taliban in Afghanistan.
They haven't done anything except giving Hamas the weapons with the help of Iran.
Do you think that with Biden giving them $6 billion, I don't know what the story that is with. Has he actually given them the money or just said,
Anyone that believes that money's still there, I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell them. Once it goes towards the bank, if it doesn't matter if it's a guitar or anywhere else, they have cards and ways of getting that money. They know it's there. They can use up. They can use up other monies, and they know that will come back to
money. Hold it. Because he gave them the equipment. Because the equipment from Afghanistan, when we lost Afghanistan, because he left there, he left it there because he's a boat. He gave it to them. Okay.
Right.
He didn't leave it there. He gave it to them. Okay,
right.
It was a gift. Okay, so they're using those weapons against Israel. That's been a proven fact already. And so now he gave them $6 million. He really hates Jews.
He hates the country. Biden hates this country, period.
Why is he here?
Can I tell you?
Why doesn't he go live in China?
That's true.
Put his fucking eyes and just be there, you know? Sheesh. Him and Fauci and all the other numbnuts. Seriously. Is Mark Zuckerberg giving money to the Hamas?
No.
Or Bill Gates?
No.
How about George Soros?
I don't know.
Did you know Obama and Bill Clinton had the audacity to actually play devil's advocate and come out and say that what the Hamas are doing is bad? When you know that Barack is so into this shit, he's the man with the Arab Spring, with the Muslim Brotherhood, okay? So you know he's in the cahoots with them, and then he says he's the opposite, you know? And his wife, Hillary, you know, she hung out with Arafat. Okay? You know, Jimmy Carter, I don't care. I know he's dying. He let the shore of Iran fall. I mean, that's when the mullah took over, you know, and they held them hostage. You remember that? You remember that in Iran? You remember when the embassy fell and the Shah of Iran was kicked out with the wife? Yeah. You know? So it continues. It circles. It loops. And it never, ever, it's never ending. You know? Why do people hate Jews? Why do they have such hate?
This goes back to the beginning of time.
It's not like they did anything, okay? It's the Muslims don't believe in Christ, so it couldn't be about the Jews killing them, okay? So what's their gig? They hate, and they're taught hate from the minute they come out of the womb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the women
let's continue. You talk. See what's happening in Congress.
Speaking to the choir.
Yeah. Now, what I'm saying is, right now there's a movement to get a number of people out of Congress because of the hatred towards the Jewish people and the American people. One of them is Rashida Tlaib, is a Hamas sympathizer. Now she's on tape refusing to condemn the rape and murder of innocent children, or innocent civilians. She has no business being in Congress. She hates America. She hates our culture. She hates our heritage.
Yeah. Okay. How are they going to jet them out of Congress?
What they do is they go and they censure first. And after they go and censure the person, if nothing happens, they go and kick them out. They have two votes, one to censure and then to expel.
What does the censure actually do?
It kicks them out of all the things. They have no power. It's like a warning almost, but they eliminate some stuff, and their pay is cut to a dollar.
Okay. So say that all happens, and it's done, and their pay is cut to a dollar.
If he doesn't quit, they take a motion to kick him out.
They're kicked out, they're gone, they get nothing. Do they still get paid because they were in Congress?
No, they lose everything,
no
their
benefit.
Pension,
no,
no, no
benefits.
Pay.
Nothing. Okay.
The whole squad is going to go bye-bye.
Good. How
they
long
need
will
to, you know, a couple of days to a couple of weeks.
Everything just works so fast. Hey, what's going on with picking a speaker?
Steve Scalise did get it as of right now.
Well, he has cancer.
Yeah.
So is he gonna
Most likely what's going to happen is Jim Jordan is going to be the speaker. And in the process of doing it now, Trump is helping with talking to them and trying to get this set up, even though he's speaking, you know, and he goes back and forth. So we're working on that. And he did
Steve Scalise has. He's going for chemotherapy?
I think so.
Well, that'll immobilize him.
I don't know. Can't answer.
Nobody can answer. Okay, so he should be on his health.
Right.
Not that I deprive him of the country. He loves our country. He is a patriot. But if he dies, he ain't going to be anything. Okay? So he needs to focus on his health. And your mental is really a big part of your physical. You know? And
Also, we got more things coming. Biden's speech, it took 4 days before he made a speech. He, you know, if you want to really be, He was sleeping. He was sleeping during the thing when that happened. And number one. And number two, he called a lid the next day, and then he went to a picnic, and they had a picnic on the White Lost Lawn. He wants to be like FDR. FDR was not like that.
When in war, barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's a part of the war. Probably making money off of it.
Right.
That man is a scoundrel.
Anyway, we're going to take a breather. We're going to play Go Away Joe. Because that's what we want. We want him gone. So here we go.
Bye-bye, sniffing kids.
Well, that's all you want to see in here. I guess you got to tell them from the blue. They must make it pretty hard on you. When the only letters there are LGBT. Joe, if you're so hot for turning gay, you can do it, buddy, that's okay. Just don't push it on the USA, and we'll stop pushing to being straight and moral on you. Yeah, it's really pretty sad, Joe. You're looking pretty bad, Joe. But don't go away, mad Joe. Present for the enemy. It doesn't have to be an embassy. I'm sure old Vladimir would be okay with a fresh bouquet and a bottle of something white. Joe, I really think you're slipping away. My granddaddy acts the same damn way, but they tell me that he'll be okay. Plus he Friday night. Yeah, it's really pretty sad, Joe. Looking pretty bad, Joe. But don't go away, mad Joe. Just go the hell away. What the hell were you thinking there? You've been wearing Jill's underwear. And if I catch you sniffing my kid's hair, you might just be getting your ass whipped in the street. Yeah, it's really pretty sad, Joe. Looking pretty bad, Joe. But don't go away, mad Joe. Looking pretty bad, Joe. But don't go away, bad Joe. Go the hell away.
Now, I got something from Trump. We just got in with Crooked Joe Biden. You have chaos, bloodshed, war, terror, and death. Look what's happening today, President Trump. And has said, and I'm trying to get more stuff out of here.
Today to be the speaker. And these people are clowning around and they're goofy.
You will go from the weakest president you ever had back to the strongest president you ever had.
Right. He should be the speaker
TFC fleeing from reports over questions about Hamas.
What about it?
That's all. She was fleeing.
Oh, Right. Okay. Anybody in our room?
Not, no. It's it's hard to market when you're working and doing things. So we do what we can. Usually I'll do a pod between Sunday and Wednesday because Monday and Tuesday, because of work, it's hard. But I did one Monday. But that was going good. We're 12 away for the next total, so that's good. Anyway, yeah.
I want to talk about football.
Okay.
Did you think football was fair on Sunday and Monday?
Fair on Sunday. It looks the week before the calls were really bad.
They lost. Okay. It was like upside down. Killed my point average. How's the baseball doing?
Looks like Atlanta might get eliminated. Philadelphia looks like they could actually eliminate the Braves. So that's a big time upset.
Did hockey start yet?
Yeah, today's the first game.
Who's playing?
I gotta get to all the scores, but Carolina first. Let's see, hockey, NHL. Ottawa is playing Carolina. It's tied 1-1 after two. Montreal is ahead of Toronto 2-1. Chicago and Boston is tied 1-1. And they're not playing today.
Islanders?
Not playing today.
Okay.
But, okay, this is, you got your predictions.
I'm going to have a rock solid week this week.
Yeah. Well, my predictions.
I looked at it and I made my pick. It should be very
My prediction is the Dolphins are going to beat the Carolina Panthers. The Eagles are going to beat the Jets. The Buffalo Bills are going to rebound and beat the Giants. The Kansas City Chiefs will destroy the Broncos. I think the Baltimore Ravens will beat the Titans. I think Atlanta Falcons are going to beat Washington.
I don't think I followed you on that. We'll see.
I think Chicago's going to beat Minnesota. The Seahawks should beat the Bengals. The 49ers will beat the Browns.
Did you read the article on
I think the Jaguars might beat the Colts. What?
Did you read the article on Mary Lou Retton?
Yeah, I don't know what she's saying.
Said she gets better.
You know, I believe the Raiders will beat the Patriots. I think the Rams will beat the Cardinals. I think the Lions will beat the Bucks, and the Chargers will beat the Cowboys. And I think that's what that is.
I think I chose that. I chose the Chargers. They've been going strong.
Yeah, I think the Chargers will beat the Cowboys. Well, let's get back. Let's get back to the speaker. I think it should be Jim Jordan. Scalise was short on the balls. He had 133. He needed a lot more. He didn't get it. That's like 8 Republicans that didn't vote for him.
You need 218.
Yeah, I know. So he's short at the moment. We believe it's going to end up being. There's a movement now to put Trump as a temporary speaker and go from there. So that might end up being tonight or tomorrow. So that's a big thing there. They already started
I vote for that.
Yeah. So we'll work on that, and that's coming out. This
need to get rid of
stuff going on.
And all the other goofaloos.
I want to tell you something. What really is pissing me off is what's going on with our colleges and what's going on with New York City and Minnesota and all these people, people of that so-called. First of all, there's no such thing as a Palestinian state. There's no such thing as Palestine. It never was. If you go back into the history, there was no such thing as Palestine. The closest they come was Jordan, and Jordan didn't want them because they know it's terrorism all the way around. There's no such thing as Palestine at all. All right? And that's the big thing there.
We weren't
number
giving
one.
Land up for peace. So who's saying there's a Palestine?
You got that AOC, Tayyip, and a bunch of others, and you got these universities, and you got other things. These are people out there, you got professors that will not condemn. You know, these idiots, Hamas is worse than the Taliban.
They hate our country. They hate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They hate the world. They don't care if they live or die. They are kamikazes. They have no happiness in their life.
But what's disgusting, and this is when I talk to a bunch of people from IDF, for those people that don't know what IDF is, it's the Israeli Defense Forces. I have confirmation. I have meetings with them every morning, usually around 10 o'clock or a little before that, because I'm part of it in some way. And I get information and we bring it out and give it to people like Trump and others that also get the same briefings I get. But the thing is, they are walking in, these soldiers are walking into the kibbutzes and the different houses and towns at the southern border next to the Gaza. And they go into and they see these babies with the heads cut off. They were decapitating the heads. They were raping women and grandparents, the women, you know, seniors and the children and also
Cut off their helmets. They cut off their heads and then rape them?
No, they rape them before and then they cut them off. They rape people. They do whatever they can, and they go and kill them. What they do is they surround the house. Or kibbutz, and they wait at the gate because you got to go through a gate. A kibbutz is something that's like fenced off sometimes. And so in order to escape, you got to open up the gate and stuff like that. So they wait there at the guard gates. And these families try to escape the kibbutz from these people, they go over the gate. And when they park to open up the gate, they open fire in the cars and they kill them that way. They also grab them. Sometimes they grab them out, and they go to the roads and stuff. They stop the cars and grab the people.
You know what that sounds like? Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, well, they do. So they came out. Black Lives Matter came out in support of Hamas, and the Chicago Black Lives Matter came out. They did a little picture. Of it to advertise their support of they had these hand gliders that these people were on, these terrorists were on, they came in onto gliders, they hung up on gliders, came in that's how they got to the festival that they were watching. There were over 200 people killed there, mostly women and children, teenagers, men and women, and they came out from the gliders coming in. And they start shooting them coming down, almost like a kamikaze plane coming down, like the stuff. And they were shooting down. This is the biggest. This what's happening today and this week in Israel is the worst disaster in 75-year history of Israel as a state. It also brings back memories of the Holocaust. A lot of the seniors that were murdered. Escaped the Holocaust to be murdered by another Holocaust here today. Hamas, and this is what I'm going to say, Hamas needs to be wiped off the face of the earth. Hamas supporters need to be erased off the face of the earth. Iran needs to be eliminated.
Did you know they put out an all-points bulletin down here in Broward County for the police?
Yeah, I know, because most people don't, they do know, some people don't know that I work with law enforcement. In fact, I ran for sheriff. So the point is, this morning, I came out this morning when I talked to you earlier, that I said that we're on high alert. That's what that came
Friday is, don't.
And then we got Friday,
go out,
the nation.
Don't go out.
If you go, no, I would say. This is the state of Florida. We're armed to the teeth. If they come in the state of Florida, kill them all. All right? Eliminate them. This is war. If they're coming out, and this is for everyone, if they support Hamas, they're going to kill you. So take them down first. Your life is being threatened.
Right.
Yes, Iran, according to Brigabelli, Iran is financing Hamas. Yes, they are, and Hezbollah and everything else.
Because
but no, who's
Biden gave them the money.
Right.
He gave them the money. He gave them everything. All
and I'm telling you right now, we're talking about We were telling people about Tlaib and Omar and ALC and Presley and a bunch of others, the squad. Well, they're not the only one that Mossad has warrants out for the arrest, live, dead or alive. So they also have Mossad wants Biden and Harris and Obama in their sights too.
Oh yeah.
They are responsible. They have blood on their hands. It's not the first time. They hate this country, and they hate Israel, and they hate
country.
The Jewish people.
That's right.
Yeah.
Remember
now
when
talking
Obama
to,
wanted us to cut back to the 67
borders? Yeah, to 67 borders. Right.
Remember that?
Right.
I'm going to tell you this.
If you are Jewish and you still vote for a Democrat, you are voting to put yourself in the oven.
Right.
You are nothing worse than those.
You're voting to exterminate yourself.
Right.
Tells you.
There is no Democrat, and that includes Debbie Wasserman Schultz and anyone else, that actually supports you as
a
Jew.
She didn't even stand up and come out against them. That's what a piece of shit she is.
Yes, Breen Boy said that we trained the Taliban. Yes, we did. The Charlie Wilson's war. Yes, we did train the Taliban.
That was Charlie Wilson's war.
I guess because they were able to fight the Russians.
Well, look, we made Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein.
Right.
Okay.
No, but then again, we have a history of...
Our government, who was in power at that time,
Campy on Sunday, as he explained, he was talking about, we also trained, we also gave equipment and training and stuff to the Germans, to Nazi Germany, to Hitler. And as I explained, we also gave out money, some weapons and oil initially before they attacked us at Pearl Harbor to Japan. So, in fact,
attacked the Empire State Building?
Yes. There's a lot of different things that are out there that we've done and helped them to come back and bite us. That's when I started the show reading the snake poem, that's the same idea. Be careful who you let in.
They're letting them in every hour of every second of every minute of hours.
I would like to thank Newsmax, who's very big on a number of things. They have a very big thing they do every day on the border. In the southern border, they have a journalist that's out there, an expert on there that reports all the time and goes undercover and everything else with the Border Patrol and ICE and all those people. And they expose what's going on and what's coming in. and military-grade weapons and stuff. Not just fentanyl, it's killing millions of people, but also weapons and stuff that a whole army could come in and could take us down. And the Newsmax has been exposing that for months. Also, we got to give Newsmax credit again. They have reports, and they're not the fake report that's going on with CNN, who actually faked the report about being under attack. But Newsmax actually had reporters, and we saw the rockets coming in for real. Not the fake storyline that CNN tried to pull today because Newsmax was getting all this coverage. So, you know, that's a big thing. And that's a big story there. Go ahead.
I'm saying everything is upside down.
Yes, it is.
I don't feel anything's getting accomplished. I think more get hurt than more get happy. And there are a lot of great people out there, good-hearted sweethearts. And they're doing their best. Going on in D.C., it's disgusting. I'm ashamed to say that they represent me. And I voted for some of them. And they're disgusting. They're schlock. They really are. You don't hear Rich Scott say anything, or Marco Rubio, or Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Rich Scott and Marco Rubio are just talking and just doing what they can.
They're talking and doing.
Dan Petrino, the BLM demons are Marxist terrorists. They are enjoying the terror. They told us, don't miss
Mark,
my state.
Mark Levin, you know what? Mark Levin must be up in arms and speaking.
Yes.
He's Jewish. Okay? So, and I'm looking
okay,
at
here's something interesting. Because you're running out of time, here's something interesting. Democrats, Trump's, this is a quote from the Democrats, and Trump supporters are a danger to America. They must be ridiculed, delegitimized, silenced, canceled, and imprisoned. And also from the Democrats, now listen to this one. Hamas sympathizers have First Amendment right to cheer on kidnapping, rape, torture, and murder of women, children, and the like, unquote.
Who said that?
A pro-American Democrat supporter.
Who said that?
Democrats.
Which one?
And,
somebody had to say it.
AOC and stuff like that. So that's a big thing there.
They have First Amendment rights to murder. She a moron.
Trump called, like, we, okay. We called last week, last Sunday when we did the radio show, and Saturday when I did the podcast. We called and we mentioned that Biden needs to take back and freeze the $6 billion given to Iran in the West. So that's something that we called on back then. And Trump followed up on it. We beat Trump to the draw on this. And now he's calling again today to take back and freeze $6 billion given to Iran. Calling that since the beginning. We've been actually asking for that. To freeze everything, to do opposite what he's doing, to take back the money. As soon as we found that he let, because we were against the $6 billion, just like Obama gave all those palace worth of money to Iran for, to try and get a nuclear deal. You can't arm terrorists.
They're terrorists.
Right.
They're in with them.
Yeah, I know.
They're a part of them. That's the way it is. And there are people that support that. They're stupid.
And by the way, Trump agrees with you and us, especially you, when it comes to who's the boss, not Biden. It is Obama, and he named him.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the man's sitting on the back lawn barbecuing.
Yeah, I know.
Was he roasting a pig?
Well, no, maybe. Yeah, it's his. His pig will be Kamala Harris. But, you know, it's all jokes aside.
Muslims don't eat pork. You know that,
I know
right?
that. Yeah, and they
so
don't like dogs either.
Israel
should come in with the tag with Colorful Cupcake and everyone else, Colonel Cupcake and everyone else coming into Gaza. Let all the dogs run rabbit.
I think so. My German Shepherd, Colonel Cupcake, my buddy, right. And Brooklyn, my little Yorkie.
Get it?
Yeah. Should be barking
yeah.
and biting. And my cat, Ringo. You know, Ringo. Ringo will take shit.
Yeah.
She'll knock you out.
Yeah, anyway, we got 14 minutes left.
Let's play a song. What do we have on our set list?
We got We the People, God Bless America, as we close with I Am America. We got we did Go Away Joe, Marlena McBride, you know, Independence Day, Rocky theme.
I like that
Independence?
I love Marlena McBride.
Okay.
Please.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair.
Independence Day. We got a few more minutes. We got less than 10 minutes.
So
that's pretty much it on
we
that.
Got
we got
nothing happened. We've been a month in this impeachment bullshit, and it ain't happening. Okay? We have schlock in Congress, schlock in the Senate, schlock in the White House. You know, by the way, where's DeSantis doing? What's he up to?
Not much. He's been talking up, he's doing the support for Israel and all that stuff, which is fine. And he actually made sure that he said that any money that's coming out of Florida, that the government house has been stopped. There'll be no money coming into Iran or to Hamas or Hezbollah or anything else. All that
Pence,
stuff, you could do that, which is fine.
Did you hear Pence condemn Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump with the attacks on Israel?
No, the attack on Israel is done by Biden and the Democrats. Anything above that is deflection.
Pence is an idiot.
No, so
Pence is an idiot.
Yeah.
You know? Are we drilling? I heard the pipelines were cut down to nada in the Gulf because Biden wouldn't let them sign leases.
No, we actually.
Yeah.
They're still drilling.
Is Anwar open?
Biden thinks it's closed, but they're still drilling. They don't listen to
How
Biden.
How about the Keystone Pipeline?
That I don't know.
I'm waiting for China. What's China doing in Cuba now?
What China's doing
to watch it. We need to watch it.
Right now, we don't know. Again, that's interesting. But I don't know. Everybody's watching. Right now, what I'm doing is...
With Russia.
Yeah.
We need North Korea. We need to watch China with Taiwan. We really need to not take the eye off the ball, really.
No. No, we're not.
Because you know it's this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Anyway.
I'm going to say I'll be back on Sunday. Maybe we'll have a speaker by then. Who knows? Maybe the squad will be gone. Who knows? Maybe something interesting and good will happen for the American people and the people in Israel. Stay safe in Israel. My heart goes out to you. If you need something, call in. The truth, we're always listening. This is Scarlett Butler saying, God bless America. God bless the people of Israel. And stay safe. Bye, all.
Also, before we shut down, I also want to mention that I have a friend that we work closely with, Yella Eckstein. She's the one that you see on TV for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. She is actually there in the forefront helping all these people there. She is in Israel. She's out there on the war front, the front lines, and she's actually doing what she's doing. And if one of us call, somebody from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews call you up and ask to help out with a donation, donate, because the money, we need monies over there, and we need ways of helping people. And may it be food, may it be for protection, may it be for whatever it needs to do, medical stuff. We need it all because thousands of people, just about 1,200, 1,300 people killed so far that we know of, probably a lot more. Americans are killed. By the way, if they tell you America's not part of it, that's bullcrap. Americans are held captive. Americans died in there. We are in the war. And Hamas and Islamic extremism are the enemy, along with Iran and China and Russia and North Korea and anyone else that's supporting them. This is a war. Biden started. We had peace. We had peace under Trump. 4 years, no wars. Nobody died coming in. It was bringing troops home. The economy was great. The low prices on gas. Unemployment was non-existent. Everybody's got jobs. Salaries are going up. people were happy with each other and everything else, and it was great. And then they stole the election, and that is a steal. Biden came in on the steal and destroyed this country and put us in a world war. This is something we have to do, and thank you again for your time and effort. And please help. We have to get rid of the Democrats. Vote. Make sure you vote out every single Democrat. I want to thank everybody again. We'll see you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. The call in number is 515-602-9657. Our website is thetruthisthetruth.net. And have a very pleasant evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the